The Department of Education has requested that the Senate Finance Committee not release a substitute for the governor's bill setting up the mechanism to pay for the scholarship program the legislature approved in 2010. The Parnell administration says it would rather have no bill than a bad bill. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The scholarship sets up a required standard for students to follow and sets a performance level for them to meet, in exchange for which the state will pay all or part of their tuition at in-state institutions of higher learning. Since 2010, however, money for the scholarships has been appropriated on a year-by-year program. The governor's bill, HB 104, which passed the House at the end of last year's session, would have made the source of the money permanent. Education Commissioner Mike Hanley says the administration wanted to let the program run on its own for a few years before determining if any changes were necessary.
HB 104 was originally designed just to be the funding for the performance scholarship. So the concern, generally speaking, is that HB 104 is turning into something that is changing the performance scholarship before we've really had a chance to see how it's going to do.
The bill began changing as it was ready to go public in the Senate Finance Committee, and Hanley stepped in. In a letter to Finance Co-Chair Bert Stedman, the commissioner said the Senate changes no longer allow the scholarships to encourage high standards from students, school districts, and parents. Specifically, the letter says the bill would create a loophole that would allow waivers for students who do not take part in distance education programs. The letter also says the new version would lower the scholarship's strict academic requirements by allowing students who get the support to have GED recognition rather than the standard high school diploma. The bill passed the House last year with a unanimous vote. Since it related only to money, the Senate referred it directly to the Finance Committee. Education Committee Co-Chair Kevin Meyer says the pending changes would likely have caused some concern at his level, since the intent of the bill had been to leave the scholarship itself alone.
We've been funding it year at a time, and personally, I think the governor's approach to funding is perfect for this year, because we do have such a large surplus of money, and we could set aside a chunk for an endowment and then designate some of those funds to go to the scholarships. So, you know, when I heard it was going to finance, I thought, well, okay, that makes sense, and maybe we'll get a long-term funding figured out on this.
Finance Co-Chair Lyman Hoffman defended the changes, saying the normal procedure for a bill would have put the House and Senate versions in a conference committee where the programmatic changes would have been addressed. But that's not a risk Hanley was willing to take. He says the Senate version changes the entire intent of the bill.
Performance scholarship matching up with GED, they just don't necessarily go hand in hand. Yes, there could be some of those rare situations where a kid would qualify there, but so I think we'd rather have it just stay in committee if it's going to stay the way it is.
There are no plans at this time to take further action to provide a permanent funding source for the scholarships. Instead, the legislature can still act to use $8 million Governor Parnell set aside in the budget this year to add this year's scholarship recipients to the program. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.